olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Bobby alu talofa.
Talofa lava.
Bobby, is Flow your fourth or fifth album now?
It's the third.
This is your third album.
Yeah.
Now, you are Samoan. Your mother is Samoan. You've been to Samoa, obviously.
Yeah, yes, I have. I was born on the Gold Coast and I grew up in Australia, but, you've got to visit the Ainga and mum's family is all in Samoa. So, yeah, every 3 or 4 years I go back to Upolu and, do all the hangs with the uncles.
So you're obviously very close to some of your Ainga, not only in Samoa, but some of them would be here too.
Yeah, lots in Australia. But yeah, I am, it's how I learnt to play music and, just from parties and tuanais and everything. So yeah, it's good to, go back to the island and, come back to earth, basically.
When did you first learn to play instruments? Like, you play ukulele very well and guitar, of course. When did you first pick up the uke and strum it away?
Sure. I was pretty young, it was my job at the parties to play the ukulele. It was the best. And I was pretty young, maybe 4 or 5 years old. And my uncle, Fa'angalu, he runs a dance group for Aggie Gray's Hotel. So, they play the parquet and they were the dancers for Expo 88 in Australia, in Brisbane. And that's basically, I was just surrounded by the music and that's kind of how we all pick it up.
And when did you realize that you would want to devote your time and energy and make a living out of music? Because, it's maybe a decade or more now that you've been around the circuit?
Yeah, well, for me growing up, it was just something we did for fun. And, when I realized that, I could make a living from it and, I could travel the world sharing music and writing music, then, something I love to do. So I thought if I had an opportunity, I would take that chance. And, I've been pretty lucky and very happy to do that.
You are a singer-songwriter. Where do you draw your inspiration from? I mean, there's obviously reggae and Polynesian influences there in your sound. And you're pretty handy on the uke and the guitar and some of the percussive instruments. Like, I was very impressed with your pate playing. But the subject matter and, like putting that with your very unique sound.
Yeah, definitely. It's many things. I like to, obviously the sound that I have is from, growing up and listening to lots of, my uncle, all they listened to was UB40. So that was a lot, that was there a lot. But for me, the subject, and more so just observations of, different situations and traveling the world and thinking deeply and, and there's a lot of, I use a lot of inspiration from Samoan culture too, the old stories and some of the ways of the, of the older people and I just kind of gather all that inspiration and write it. The last album that I've just released is about the flow of life, and I feel like Polynesian people are really, they're really in tune with the flow of the day and how, their bodies are feeling and how they're feeling. And so that's kind of what this album's dedicated toward.
You've played in festivals and stages around the world, and you've also played alongside the likes of Bob Dylan and B.B. King, and you played support to UB40. It must be quite, a buzz to be having, exposed to all those influences and then finding yourself sharing the same stage with some of the giants of the music world.
Oh, yeah, I feel pretty lucky and pretty good about that. And, sometimes, I have a lot of pinch yourself moments where I'm like, wow, how did we do this, And, I think for me, especially recently, it all just stems back to, you know, I think a lot about my roots and about the simplicity of sharing music with my family, and that's kind of how it all started. And, you know, I still play with my friends, and, you know, I've got a friend that I write music with, and we have with the whole time, you know, since we began this journey. So, yeah, it feels really great to be on these big stages and, you know, also to know where it all started.
We're living in trying times, Bobby Alu, and you've traveled the world over the past decade playing your music to audiences from Africa, Hawaii, Indonesia, all around Australia and other places. Is there a message to the world that you deep down wish to relate through your music?
Yeah, for sure. You know, what I try and promote is happiness and harmony and, you know, people being good to themselves and good to their friends and family. And, you know, that for me is, like, I feel like everything, all the issues in the world, and sort of really, you know, if you can be a good human to one another, then I feel like that's a good start. You know, just start simple and be respectful of your family and so forth. So, you know, that's kind of shines through my music. And, you know, when we travel with the band, that's the vibration that we try and, you know, that we deliver, and we enjoy doing it. So basically, yeah, that's how I will continue to walk this path. And, yeah, we'll just see where it takes us.
Bobby Alu, thanks for talking to me. Fafutai te lava.
Maro, fafutai te lava. Yeah.
Okay.
Fasifu.
Like, share, mafaali so finangalo. Muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.